Kathy Dawes now, along with Melissa Colby, and she's Riley County Senior Service Center Program Coordinator. And lots going on. We're talking about kind of a dreary day, but you've got all kinds of fun things going on with the Senior Center.
And that's what we try to do, especially in these winter months. Just, you don't want to be cooped up in your house all day. So we really try to put some lots of different variety of things on our calendar. And so, like you said, that's what I wanted to highlight. Just a few things left in January. I know the month's a little bit half over already, but we got a few things yet on our calendar that I think definitely could be of interest to some people, and then a little bit about what's coming up here in February.
Go for it. What all do we have going on?
Okay, well, on Tuesday here yet in January, next Tuesday, we are just a little fun social thing at the center. We're going to have hot chocolate bar and a cookie exchange. So if anybody has ever participated in one, or if they haven't and are wondering about it, you would bring one dozen homemade cookies to exchange, and then while you're there, you would get to pick and choose what, from the variety of cookies, what cookies you'd like to keep and then take home. So any variety of cookies. And also, if you're not that great at baking cookies yourself, if you're better at burning cookies than baking cookies, you can still participate. You can bring some supplies for the hot chocolate bar. So everyone's invited.
Yeah, I pointed at myself. My cookie making skills are zilch.
Yeah.
I end up with dough all over the cupboards as I'm searching for more flour. Yeah, I know. So that would be me.
Well, then, yeah. So those people definitely are still invited. And like I said, they could bring some supplies for the hot chocolate bar. On Monday every month, the fourth Monday of every month, we have our monthly potluck. And on Monday, our theme is winter comfort foods. So I think that is a yummy theme that, you know, think about what those comfort foods are to you on maybe a day like today where it's
a
little bit dreary.
Dumplings. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So and then in February, I think is a pizza party, so just kind of look for that date in February. But there's still time to sign up for both the cookie exchange and the potluck. Also, a fundraiser opportunity that we have coming up next Thursday, and we're so thankful to Power Cat Grill, so we want to give them a thank you up front. They're going to do a portion, 10% of the proceeds that day will come back to the center. So you can dine any time during the day at Power Cat. It's not, you know, a certain time. It's not a dinner only or a lunch only. Dine any time on Thursday the 26th. And there will be a box there at the host stand. And so you can just drop your receipt right in that box. And that's the important part, is that whatever the receipts are collected, that's where we'll get the 10% of the total collection from those receipts. If you forget about dropping it in that box, or for some reason your receipt doesn't make it into the box, you can still bring it to the center, bring it to us by Friday, and we'll turn those receipts in so we can make sure, hopefully, to get, you know, the biggest kickback on that as possible. So, again, that's next Thursday at Power Cat Grill.
Very good.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then one of our last presentations for January is kind of a bigger one we're excited about. It's from the Heartland Hearing Care is going to come in and talk to us about what hearing loss truly is, the causes of hearing loss, who it's most likely to affect. He's also wants to talk about that correlation between hearing loss and Alzheimer's or dementia, and why that early intervention is so important. So I think that one would be not only great information, but they are going to give a fabulous giveaway prize that day. People can register to for a free hearing test, a free hearing aid, and an offer for a free amplified phone through Caption Call, which is a government-funded program. So the total value of this giveaway is over $400. Mm-hmm. So I think that definitely is an exciting piece to that presentation. So, again, people can call and sign up to attend that presentation. You do not have to be a member of the center to come and attend. So I hope people can remember that date and keep that in mind. Again, that's Monday, January 30th at 10:30. So.
And then February's looking busy already, too. And it's a short month.
It is a short month, but again, still one of those winter months that we try to, again, keep a full calendar. We want people to get out, and whether it's come down and have a cup of coffee at the center, take advantage of one of our programs, you know, that socialization piece is really important. Or even just check out one of our fitness classes, come down and have lunch, whatever it is. So just some things to look for in February. You know, watch for the details in our newsletter. Of course, all of our members get our newsletter, and then anyone can get online and look at the calendar and see what we've got going on. But we have an airport tour coming up, and I think that that one will be really fun, especially with, you know, the final, you know, their construction is done, and so we can go in and check that out. Still talking to RCPD about a potential jail tour. So, I think that one could be really interesting. Jenny Bernard from the Extension Office is going to come in and give a chocolate presentation on Valentine's Day. And, of course, you can't have a presentation with chocolate without some sampling.
Okay.
So, look for details on that one. And then also, Guy Coffey is going to come in, and he is going to do a presentation on, it's called Everything Coins. So, he has a very extensive collection of coins. He is a member of the Manhattan Coin Club, which is, he told me, and it's true, I looked it up, but it's one of the Manhattan Coin Club is one of the oldest coin clubs in the state of Kansas. So he was talking about things on the phone to me that there had to be smoke coming off my pen when I was writing, because I was writing all this down, and I'm thinking, I don't know what that is, I'm going to have to look that up. But just, so I think it'll be a fun presentation, but also very, very educational. So look for the details on that one as well. So, and of course, there's more to February than just that, but those are some of the ones I definitely wanted to highlight.
Sounds like some good partnerships with area businesses and restaurants. And
yes, absolutely. And so that, you know, to kind of, I just wanted to throw a few thank yous out there today. Sherry Graham, first of all, I want to thank her. She led for us back in October, and she's getting ready to do it again. She'll start it next Monday. She does a 3-session acrylic painting class for several members. Her classes are always full, and there's a waiting list for her classes. And to show you how wonderful and generous she is, I spoke with her the other day, and she had a waiting list of 4. And she said, you know what, let's get them in. I just, if they want to do it, I want them to do it. I don't want anybody not to get in because there's a waiting list. So everybody who signed up is going to be able to attend. But so that, we call it Coffee and Canvas. So she'll come in and lead, and they'll lead them through an instructional painting on a scene, a winter scene, that each Monday they'll come in and have a cup of coffee, and she'll lead them through that instruction on painting their winter scene onto canvas. So that starts Monday, and it carries through that first Monday in February, so it's the next 3 Mondays. So I wanted to thank her, her generosity of donating her time, obviously her talent. We always have wonderful feedback from our members about how great she is. So thank you to her. And then also I wanted to thank a couple people. Last week we toured the new College of Business Building at K-State. And oh my goodness, Associate Dean Stacy Kovar was our tour guide for that. And again, you know, whenever anybody we've been able to come in and tour, everybody is just so generous and accommodating and patient with, you know, our group when we come in. So I'm always I leave just, you know, full of gratitude for the time. You know, we're never rushed. They answer every single question. And so, but they also have so much passion and pride when they're showing off their buildings. And so I wanted to thank Associate Dean Stacy Kovar, and then also Nick Landing. Last week we also got to tour Weefald Hall. And I've been out of college a few years now. And oh my goodness, the difference in dorm life from when I was in college to now. I mean, it was amazing. It really was. And the dining center, the Kramer Dining Center there as well. I mean, we were blown away. It's just amazing the things K-State's doing with, you know, their expansions and their renovations. And so, again, to thank them for welcoming us and welcoming our members and always being so accommodating, and again, just so generous with the tours that they're able to give. So I just wanted to give a few thank yous to those people as well. So,
well, Melissa, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And again, we've had with us Riley County Senior Service Center Program Coordinator Melissa Colby. We'll take a break, and we have Battle of the Bulge folks, Jim Sharp and Wallace Jeffrey, waiting out in the front lobby. I think Wallace has been there for almost an hour. He got here really early, so looking forward to visiting with them. And you're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.